Only two of Ohio's 88 counties have a county executive, and both are in Northeast Ohio. This November, voters in one of those counties will be choosing their next county leader. And now we'll look at why this form of government took root here. It's a story that starts with a sex scandal and ends with public corruption. In Summit County, Democrat Eileen Shapiro and Republican Bill Romer are running for county executive. They're running to manage the county's half-billion-dollar budget and departments ranging from economic development to job and family services. Summit County has had a county executive since 1981 after voters approved what's known as the charter form of government.
Most everyone else has the commissioner form of government.
Steve Brooks is a political scientist at the University of Akron's Bliss Institute.
It's usually three individuals who are elected and in some senses serve both the legislative and the executive activities of county government.
That's in every Ohio county except Summit and Cuyahoga. In those other 86 counties, posts like sheriff and coroner are elected. Charter government proponents believe their system is less chaotic and more accountable to the public with a single person, an executive, in charge.
Part of their argument goes that you can be elected coroner without being a medical officer. So if you have these jobs that have ways in which you have qualifications and you have somebody that can hire and fire them, it becomes much more efficient.
So why haven't more Ohio counties switched? Brooks says it boils down to voters needing a major catalyst for change.
The two cases of charter government both came out of a scandal in county government.
The first case in Summit County occurred in the 1970s. Mark Williamson, currently spokesman for the Akron Public Schools, was a reporter at WAKR-TV at the time and covered it firsthand.
We had an auditor who had some issues. We had a coroner who had some issues. There was an accusation that he was like taking fillings out of people's teeth, selling them. And then we had a judge. He was accused of exchanging lenient sentences for sexual favors.
Williamson remembers things came to a head when Geraldo Rivera came to town to file a story on the judge.
Good evening. This is 2020.
We were an ABC TV station, so we worked with them on production of this story. When he ran the story, it was so theatrical. I think it sort of helped fuel the talk that we need to change the way we run our government.
30 years later, Cuyahoga County voters had to make the same choice following an investigation into corruption in the county commissioner's office, an investigation that ultimately led to more than 60 convictions. The current setup of the office in Cuyahoga is slightly different than in Summit. For example, both offices appoint medical examiners. The sheriff, however, is elected in Summit and appointed in Cuyahoga. Those differences aside, the focus in both cases is managing the direction of the entire county, not just one city. Steve Brooks from the Bliss Institute says the economic impact of the office is debatable. The real value in Summit County has been the ability to get things done.
The example of the mayor of Akron and the county executive working together to save the Firestone Research Center, to keep Goodyear here, that was done with very laser focus, as we all know who work on committees, having that kind of laser focus and ability to really bring the right people together in the right room with three people in charge instead of one person in charge is much more difficult.
As to whether other counties in Ohio could move towards a charter form of government anytime soon, it's difficult to say. Brooks says counties need not only a major scandal, but also government reform advocates who are ready to push their cause forward. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.